First, Joe, let's start with what is your musical background?
Well, first of all, before we get into it, I just want to thank you very much. I consider it a privilege to be invited on your show. Let's accept that as a given, okay?
Okay, for sure.
Well, my musical background is extensive. I'm a senior citizen, one of the more mature set, you know what I mean? So, but to answer specifically, I can tell you that at age six, I began playing piano, not so much because I wanted to, but because that was the ethic of my family. And at that time, if you were told this is what you're going to do, that's what you did, you know. And but as it turned out, it wasn't long before I knew this was the only thing, at least in my young life at that time, the only thing that mattered, and it proves to be the case in most of my life up until and including now and the future. So, and along the way, I've had a lot of education and a lot of experiences, tons of experiences, and quite a lot of academic training. And I don't know. I mean, if we really got into it, it might take a bit longer than you'd like. Because right along, from 6 years old, it wasn't long before I was playing in my father's little band. He had a weekend band. He had a regular day job. And from that expanded into playing with some of the jazz bands, first locally and then with some of the name bands. And I went to college on a music scholarship, still absolutely obsessed with it and wanting to know more about it. And the more I lived, the more suspect I became of other things. I mean, like real life. I then went into the service and had a terrible job, very seriously life-threatening work, playing piano and arranging for the Glenn Miller band. And following that, I hung around Europe for a while. I mean, when I was discharged 3.5 years later, I stayed in Europe and studied with a composer by the name of William Walton. And about that time, I had discovered contemporary classical music and then came back to the States, and it didn't do anything but change the faces, and I was indeed at home. And then I continued with 4 years of training with Aaron Copland and Lenny Bernstein. The environment was great, and the nighttime I would be playing in jazz joints, as I had done in Europe as well, and on. I mean, today I teach. There were a lot of things in between, including the Mike Douglas Show, which might interest you if you're old enough to have seen
Well,
it.
I remember the Mike Douglas Show.
And that was a ton of experience. Then, in the process, I had become a conductor, and I began working as a music director for major stars, heavyweights, who had, in most cases, temperament and the assurance that they were, they were stars. And in cases that were not unusual, it was difficult to deal with the egos. I had enough problems with my own, but I proceeded to become a conductor and director of music for big, well, Sinatra and Peggy Lee and Marlene Dietrich and on and on and on. And then I came to the Mike Douglas Show, and this is the short version, but you asked for it. After the Douglas Show, I decided I wanted to be a film composer. I came to California, and after a couple of bumps along the way, I became a composer, film composer. And along the way, I have 4 Grammys and 3 Emmys. And now I don't write for television anymore, only because the deadlines are boring, and I don't need the money. I don't know if you'd characterize my economic status as being rich. I don't think so, but I don't have to work anymore. But I do teach, at USC film scoring one day a week so that nobody gets wise to my act, so to speak. I'm also writing a classical piece for a saxophone quartet that tours the world. They're very prestigious, and it's a fun assignment. They commissioned me to write a piece, and that's about really it. I also, as you may or may not know, I am now a published author.
Yes.
Well, anyway, that's a pretty thorough, what can we say, a short version of the musical aspects of my life.
So what is the first thing you do when you begin to write a score?
First, I listen for the phone to ring to get the assignment to do the score. After that, that's being cute, and I don't mean to make light of it, but I generally don't accept a score. Of course, I haven't done a score in a number of years, a major score or series. I have done a couple of prize-winning documentaries where I am hired, and there is, there's very little in the way of money, but there is a great sense of appreciation on the part of the people that are hiring me because they think I can do a really good job. So I research the assignment carefully. I read the script. I see the first cut and the second cut for my own information to really digest what's in the film and also to get to know the people that are hiring me, what their tastes are and what ideas and thoughts they have. So we exchange views about that. And like in any job, and I'm sure in your own way you know what I mean, you have to listen rather carefully to the man or the woman or the group of people who are giving you money to do this. So you have to consider what if indeed they have a point of view about what the music should be like. So that takes a bit of time and savvy, understanding what they mean when they can't really express themselves because they're not musicians, and that's not a requirement, but that's the way it is. I have to know what their point of view is. And unless they tell me, do what you think. And that's happened in both cases with these documentaries. And I love it. I mean, I love it because I have the authority to go ahead and do whatever I like, you know. And it's turned out great that way, as have the series with the extraneous instructions from either a producer or a director who is a musician. I mean, he played the bongos in high school for fun, you know. So, but you have to deal with that, regardless if you work in the post office or you have a radio show. There's somebody that you have to account to, and nobody really runs the show. That's the joke. There was a time when I would write music for films or television and felt that the music was the heart of the film. And that's not only naive, but it's kind of stupid. There are so many elements that are out front more than the music. The pictures, the concept of what the words are, the script is, and then what the personality of these actors bring to that role. So, I mean, I try to get as much information as possible before I put the blank page up to write music. That takes a little doing in order to be selective about your work and, most important, your time. And the time you have allotted to do it. When I did the 5.5 years of The Incredible Hulk, we did a 25-minute score, roughly, with a large orchestra every week. And it was character building, at least. But it was a terribly touchy score, and I slept very little and all of that stuff. But if you get the thought as to how one can get through life doing things the easier, softer way, pass it on. I'd love to hear what it is. Anything that's worth doing takes attention. You don't have to be in pain to do it or so stressed that you can't function, but you do have to accept the fact that you have to learn the rules before you break them. And that's a credo I use in my life.